8th Perek of Baba Basa, Mishnah Hey. We are going to say an entire Mishnah now. A person who said that my son, who is a b'chor, will not get the double portion, which he is entitled to by the Torah, or one of my children will not be Yairish, that statement is not accepted. He's going against the laws of the Torah. You cannot change laws of Yerusha. But if he's giving out a matana to his children, then if he gave more to one or less to one, he gave the b'chor equal to everybody else, because here he did not change the laws of Yerusha. He gave a gift to the children that precedes the Yerusha, and maybe there's nothing left for Yerusha. If he said that I'm doing this mishum Yerusha, because once again, in as much as he wants it to take effect as Yerusha, the Torah's Yerusha precedes his statement. In the document he wrote, either in the beginning, the middle, or the end, that mishum matana dvarav kayom. As long as he mentioned the concept of matana, even though he used the lashon of Yerusha, also we say that he means matana, and therefore it takes effect. A person says that such and such person should inherit me when he has a daughter, or beat the shenim magen sheish ben. He says my daughter should inherit me when he has a son. Noyim aklum. A statement doesn't take effect because the one who's supposed to yarish him is his sons, and this other person or this daughter cannot be yarish. And it's hitna mashu goes to the Torah. He's making a condition against the Torah. That's a Tanakh. Rav Yechim Roiker says a chiddush. Imam Amishu Roiler Yerusha Dvar Kayomu. If he said on one of the Yerushim, he has three sons, and he says I want one of the sons to get more than the other ones, then it does take effect. That much of leeway the Torah left up to him to decide if he wants to give one of the Yerushim more. But to give somebody who's Misha Einu Roiler Yerusha, he just wants to put somebody else in the picture who doesn't belong in the Yerusha at all. Ain Dvar Kayom. Even Rav Yechim Roiker is moida that he can make him to Yerush. A person who wrote off his nechosim to others, and he nirech his banav, masha also aval ein ruach hachomim noichem meno. Shem kabli loyme im loy hoye banav noichem kashur zoch latoif. Yeah, so if a person writes all his nechosim to other people, and he left his children out of the picture, so he's allowed to do that, we said technically, because he's giving it as a gift and not as a Yerusha, it takes effect. The Chachomim are not happy with that. Chachomim want a person to give his Yerushim at least part of the Yerusha or the whole Yerusha. If his children were not behaving properly, then he's doing a good thing, because let a tzaddik get his Yerusha rather than his children were not behaving properly. We do not pass him like that, because even if presently his children are not behaving properly, we don't know what will be with them later and what will be their children. So therefore, it's preferable not to tamper with the Yerusha. Once again, one wants to change his Yerusha, should discuss it with his local Rav.